From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. As the state of Idaho continues to grow, so does the need for affordable housing. Though rental prices may have decreased in certain areas of the Treasure Valley, the number of people experiencing homelessness this year has not decreased, which is why nonprofits like Catch are working to provide housing for those in need, especially ahead of the holidays. So joining us to talk more about this effort are Jeremy Blades, Catch's Director of Ada County Housing Services, and Whitney Morgan, Catch's Development Director. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us, Gemma.
Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. So Whitney, for folks who may not be familiar with Catch, can you just tell us a little bit about the nonprofit and what you do?
Absolutely. Catch is a nonprofit working to end homelessness in the Treasure Valley. We have a couple different programs that we do that through. Mainly, we house people who are experiencing homelessness with the Housing First method. So we're going to get you under a roof first and then tackle whatever other barriers you're facing.
And Whitney, why is it important to have this Housing First method as you just described?
Yeah, homelessness is complex. No two people come to us with the same story. And so the Housing First method really helps to make sure that they don't have to worry about where they're sleeping in order to face whatever it is that they're facing. You know, whether that's they need help with their budget or need help job searching. All of that is a lot easier when you know where you're going to sleep at night.
And Whitney, have you noticed an increase in the number of families in need of assistance in the Treasure Valley? And let's just maybe talk about this last year in particular.
Yeah, so we've actually seen more than 300 families experience homelessness for the first time in 2023.
Did you just say 300?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so Jeremy, in regards to that 300, then how many families are experiencing homelessness in the Treasure Valley? Because if we're saying that there's 300 new families, that's just one portion of this.
Yeah, that's just one portion. Catch is the point of entry for anybody in the Treasure Valley who's experiencing a housing crisis. So according to our database, we currently have 380 families experiencing homelessness. And like Whitney said, 300 of those are for the first time. We have 1,350 households without children experiencing homelessness, which pushes up right up to about 1,700 total households experiencing homelessness on a given night in Treasure Valley.
So Jeremy, how does the process work then if people are in crisis in regards to housing?
So like I said, we're the point of entry for anybody having a housing crisis. The first step is for them to call one of our offices. We have an office in Ada County and one in Canyon County. Our Canyon County office actually serves 9 surrounding counties. So we serve basically the bottom left portion of Idaho all together. They call one of those intake points and they do a housing assessment. From that point, they get put on a wait list. And unfortunately, that can look different for any family or household. It kind of depends on how they score on that housing assessment. It could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of years. And for most of our families, it is at least a year or two. Once they get to the top of the wait list, they are paired with a case manager. And as Whitney said, we're a Housing First organization. So there's really no requirements that they have to meet. We just work to house them as fast as we can. Once we get them into housing, we try to help them furnish their home. We have some local partnerships. We have an excellent team here, a truck and a trailer, and we just survive by donations coming in from the community. So we do the best we can at any given time to help them furnish their home. And then from that point forward, it's stabilization. They work with their case manager and they work on whatever their unique story is and whatever they need to stabilize. Most of our families graduate in about 12 months.
So, Jeremy, you said, you know, there's this wait list, right? And that it could be 1 or 2 years before a family has this stable housing. So I'm curious about the challenges then that you and Catch come up against in your work to find housing for families. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, do we just not have enough housing for these folks?
Absolutely. Affordable housing is sparse, and it's our greatest challenge when it comes to low-income families having to secure stable housing. A lot of our families actually come into our program with income. it's just not enough to meet the growing prices that we have here in the Treasure Valley. The City of Boise and the RPath Home Collective have been helping us with finding local developers, landlords, property owners to partner with, but the rising cost has just been significant. When I started working here in 2016, a three-bedroom home was $900, $950. And as of this year, the fair market rate for a three-bedroom is about $2,000. So it's jumped up significantly in the last 5-6 years, and it's just not keeping up with our family's incomes. We also have hired our own landlord relationship specialist. And what he does is he goes out into the community himself and works with the local landlords and tries to get them to partner with our families. And we have some incentives that we can use. We can offer some higher deposits, some vacancy payments. And every once in a while, there's damages. We do have some funds to help if any damages occur above and beyond a deposit.
Jeremy, I want to go back to something that you said, which is so many of these families do have income. And can you elaborate on that? Because I think that there is a misperception that when people are in crisis, when it comes to housing, that A, it is their fault, and that B, you know, quote, just go get a job. That's a miscorrect perception. Is that an accurate statement?
It is accurate. It is incorrect, and it's a very common one. I hear it all the time. Going back to our stats, 39% of the families that come into our program while experiencing homelessness come in with income. So almost 40% of them have income while they're still experiencing homelessness. We don't require them to have that, but that's just what they're doing on their own to keep things going. With the issue that they face is we have a lot of single parent households or households with disabilities. 28% of our households have a disability status. So maybe only one person can work, or if they are the sole person, they can't work as much. But they are working, but the wages just aren't keeping up. They're making between 10 to sometimes up to $16, $17 an hour. But on a one person household, it's just not enough to meet to have a 2-3 bedroom home.
Mm-hmm. And so, Whitney, this is where I would think your big campaign comes in right now, because the goal is to, of course, house anyone that needs it. But can you talk about the campaign that you're in the middle of? Because I know that you're hoping to secure housing for, what, at least 22 more families?
Yeah. So it costs an average of $12,000 to end homelessness for one family in our program. So with the Avenues for Hope campaign that's going on right now, we're hoping to raise enough funds to house 22 more families through our program before the end of the year.
And Whitney, how crucial are campaigns like this to your organization?
Incredibly crucial. We can't end homelessness alone. We know that. It is a community effort, a collaborative effort. And so campaigns like this, where you can just tell your friends about us, tell your friends what we're doing, help us get the word out about how many families we're able to help in a year, is so crucial to us being able to operate.
And before I let you go, Whitney, so many folks, you know, it's the end of the year. They're looking at where to maybe donate. How would people put Catch on their list and say, yep, we're going to give to this campaign?
Yeah, you can visit our website, catchidaho.org. There's a big old orange button that says donate up on the homepage, and that'll take you to our page where you can donate. Every dollar helps.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time today. We've been talking with Jeremy Blades, Catch's Director of Ada County Housing Services, and Whitney Morgan, the organization's Development Director. We've been talking about the organization's effort to end homelessness for families here in Idaho, and why so many families are in these critical situations, but also what you can do to help this time of year. So thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.